One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Wow, has it really been 10 years? Denise from Appliance Discounter is here to tell you that time really does fly when you're having fun. My brother Tony and I started out with one location and one appliance line and have now grown to six locations, a variety of appliance lines, including GE, and an amazing Appliance Discounters family. We love serving the St. Louis area and are so grateful for the customers that have put their trust in us. We know you can shop anywhere, but at Appliance Discounters, we'll always treat you right. Thank you to our customers for 10 successful years, and we look forward to many more to come.
In these trying times, the Post Sports Bar and Grill is proud to announce their All for Post for All initiative. From now on, 20% of all curbside carryout orders will go directly to furloughed employees. To place your order online now, go to thepostsportsbar.com and click Order Online. And to thank you for your loyalty, the Post will be offering a free cheesesteak certificate for all orders over $50 and free to-go drinks on all kids' meals. And be sure to visit thepostsportsbar.com/merch for gift cards and more. Stay posted, my friends. And follow along with hashtag All for Post, Post for All.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex. Rosalita's offers a full menu of both food and drinks. Try their signature tableside guacamole made right in front of you or piled high nachos. They have a full array of classic Mexican dishes and even more modern specialties, including their Cadillac fajitas. The house margaritas are the best in town, and the specialty margaritas will have you coming back time and time again. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, downtown on Washington Avenue or on Manchester Road just west of 270.
Hey everyone, it's Cam Jansen, and I'm here with Gray from Dents Express, St. Louis's premier paintless dent repair facility with two locations, Baldwin and St. Charles. Hey Gray, what exactly is paintless dent repair?
Great question, Cam. Paintless dent repair is the process of removing dings and dents without having to repaint your vehicle. It enables you to keep your original finish and also your factory warranty.
St. Louis, for all your dings and dents, contact my good friends at Dents Express, 636-227-5050, DentsExpressSTL.com.
Surf and Sirloin, still open for business, folks. Carry out and delivery. You can place your order anytime. Pickup is available from 2 to 7 p.m., and the restaurant will personally deliver to anyone within a 10-mile radius. The surfandsirloin.com menu has been reconfigured for couples, packages, and families of four. Check out the specials, including all of their porterhouse, filet, and ribeyes, along with chicken parmesan, grandma's breaded pork chops, fried cod, chicken fingers, and crab cake entrees. Give them a call, 822-3637, 822-3637. Carry out and now delivery from Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
Just direct your feet to the coronavirus free side of the street. Leave your worries on the doorstep.
And that happy
and a little tougher for some people to do.
Life can be
but
so
we're here for you.
Sunny.
Well, I have a really good joke today, and it's a sports-related joke.
What?
Me, of all people, telling a sports joke, and it's a British sports joke, so Limey, you'll love it.
Oh, wow.
Let's pause now for this. Oh, yeah.
The Andy Griffith Show. Starring Andy Griffith with Ronnie Howard. Also starring Don Knotts.
Why didn't they include Aunt B in the beginning? Also starring Don Knotts. Oh, what about me?
Yeah.
She didn't like him.
Francis Bouvier.
She didn't like Andy.
No, she didn't like. I don't think she liked anybody. She was
didn't get along very well. That's right. That's enough of that discussion because anybody under 50 doesn't care.
They but know it's still on MeTV.
It's on more than just MeTV. Yeah. You can find it a bunch of places. Good afternoon, everybody. I would say how are you, but anymore, that's just a question you almost don't even want to ask people. We're a good solid week into this stay-at-home thing. And am I the only one that feels like it's been 3 months?
Nope.
that you haven't been able to go anywhere? I'm not kidding. It's like the longest week ever. And what I would like to do, not only today, but for as long as...
Did you just have like an inside belch?
Mm-hmm. I did. I had a semi-muffled belch, and I'm going to have to talk to Gino. He's in trouble because I asked him to install, it's called an EBS in the business, electronic belt suppressor.
Oh.
And he said he had it installed and he had tested it. But apparently, it's not working 100%.
You did a good job fighting through it, though, and only a trained ear like Dan heard it, because I don't think most people heard it. You did it. You fought right through it and kept on going.
I didn't even notice a thing.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate that. And
that takes talent to do that.
Thanks for having a trained ear, Dan. That takes talent, too, to have an ear that would even detect that. So here's what I would, and after all, this is really about me. I would love this first hour to take calls. We always take calls, but here's what I would be curious to learn. And if we're honest with each other, people are very interested in other people's situations. What I mean by that in this case is it makes you feel better. And even though it's a psychological band-aid, it makes you feel better to know that you're not the only person in this predicament. I talked about in school not having homework and how, in a weird way, it made me almost feel better that there are a couple other kids didn't have their homework either. It wasn't just me. This is not just you. It's not just me. Now, will everybody be affected the same? Of course not. It's going to affect some people. It's devastating for some people. Other people will recover. And then some people will actually come out on the other end of this far better than they would have been financially had this not happened. And those are people who are in a position to take advantage, not in a bad way, take advantage of people, but scoop up opportunities that'll be available when this all sort of, you know, we on the downhill side of this thing. So here's what I'd like to do. I'm going to give the phone numbers, and if you would, just call us, and let's get to know each other a little bit. Let me know how many people are in your family. What do you do for a living? Are you working? Is your work on hold? Did you lose your job? Did you start a business a couple of months ago with all the hopes in the world, and now that business is gone? And you're out of business, and you may not be able to recover. I don't want it to be like a gloom and doom thing as much as get a kind of feel for, at least in the AM and the PM community, who are you out there? What are you going through right now? How scared are you? What kind of support system do you have? Do you not have anybody? How worried or freaked out are you or not? Now, this will be an anonymous call in the sense that we don't know who you are. If you call and go, my name is Maria, I've been married for 3 years, we started a small business, we've had to shut it down, blah, 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 blah. I just like to get to know you, because as corny as this sounds, this AM and the PM thing is, in the world of radio, an exception to most stations. It is a cult-like is not even a good term, because cult carries a negative connotation. This is the closest thing to people being close friends, yet having never met each other, to anything that I have ever experienced. And I've been doing this for a long time. And over the years, you know, the country music people are very loyal and dedicated and brutally honest if there's something they like or don't like, and I did experience that. But something else has happened the last several years when it's just been talk, just us talking, and it's an even closer knit radio community. And I'm serious. I'd like to get a little handle on who you are out there and what's going on with you right now. So here are numbers, 314-821-0590. or 855-282-8255. We'll take a couple calls. If no calls come in, we'll kick some Burke segment stuff around. And Dan Buffo will be in the 4 o'clock hour. Like a lot of you, I have now discovered even more great things to watch on TV. And I started with one of them last night. And I think, 4 episodes in, and I can't stop. I can't wait for 5 tonight. And I never heard of it till yesterday. And I think it's brand new on Netflix. And we'll talk about that later. But that's later. And in the 4 o'clock hour, please share with everybody else anything that you have found that sort of helps you forget about this, at least for an hour or two or three, and share it with everybody. And I think we'll all benefit from that. So what I'd like to do now is just go to the phones, take a couple of calls, and we'll do some Burke segment. I got some bad news today, revenue-wise, advertising-wise, and I'll share it with you later. But it's starting to happen. And you can never, ever be upset or in any way find fault with any business that has to stop advertising, because why pay to advertise something you don't have? If your business is closed and you're a restaurant, one, you're advertising something you can't even deliver, and two, you don't have the money right now to spend for the advertising, so you have to go away. And I've now had 2 calls, and I want to say they're upsetting and disturbing, but they're not. It's just the way it is. And I get it, and I understand it, and all we can hope for is a complete recovery, however long that takes. Let's talk to Sebastian, not his real name, because we've heard from him before. Sebastian, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Not my real name. Well, Frank Opinion's not your real name either, Frankie.
No, it's not. What can we do for you, Sebastian?
Well, concerning the whole virus, I'm not worried about getting the virus. I think it's blown way out of control. Hey, now, Frank, I heard you once say that you've actually never heard your radio show before.
I said that I've never listened to an entire show.
Right. In other words, you haven't done a radio check, or you haven't listened to you haven't really listened to a show that maybe you can play back. Because I have just 2 very important comments that you should know about, because you're kind of peeing all over yourself. And number two is simply this. The over and under of the amount of times you say, oh my goodness, or goodness gracious, or goodness, or oh my goodness, in 3 hours is 10.5. I count it. You say, oh my goodness, all the time. You cannot stop saying, oh my goodness. You say, oh my goodness, so many times. And I feel sorry for your wife. She must listen to you say, oh my goodness, 20 times a day. Number one thing I have a problem with.
Can I address each of these as you go along, Sebastian?
Yeah, go ahead.
I say lots of things a lot. Dead gummit, oh my goodness, good grief,
nope.
Good night.
Nope.
Now hold on. Let me talk. Hold on. Let me talk. I do say, oh my goodness, a lot. Because I've chosen in my life, and it's the way I was brought up, to use those expressions, and yes, many times overuse them, as opposed to filthy, profane, obscene language that a lot of people choose to use. I don't throw the F word out. I don't do, I'm not a guy that curses, because I was brought up in a very strict family. So yes, you are correct. I say those things, and I say them a lot, and I'm proud that I've been able in my life to choose that language over profanity. What's next?
Okay. Thursday night trivia. You give the score. You always say, okay, the score is 1-1-1-1-0. Well, what does that mean? I don't listen to a ball game and have the announcers say, the score is 5-4. See you later. No. Here's how you give the score. You say, Limey 1, Tim 1, Scott 1, Dan 1, and Frank 0. Stop saying 1-1-1-1-0. Come on, man, use your head.
I think it's funny the way.
I want Sebastian to have the floor because he has so many really important things to say in light of what everybody's going through. Go ahead, Sebastian.
Learn how to give the score. And finally, on the Burke segment. The Burke segment is always interesting when Limey has something to say and when Tim has something to say. But the Burke segment should be restricted to those two only. I don't care what Dan has to say. Dan, you are a complete idiot. The last time you shared anything on the Burke segment was, on the way home, I got to buy some toilet paper. Dan, you, sir, are an idiot.
Wow, you did a good Sylvester Stallone.
I was just I'm going to ask you guys, seriously, let this guy go, because I want the audience to realize that there are people, that there are people like this sitting out there with what everybody is going through. And all this guy wants to talk about is how we could do this better or that better, shouldn't say this, Dan shouldn't contribute. So go ahead, Sebastian. We're listening. Keep going.
I've seen Dan's band, the Seventh Planet, before. And I will say, Dan, that your guitar player there is a talented guitar player, but he dresses like he's a moron. He looks like an idiot the way he dresses. And finally, before I hang up, Dan, you are an average, I'd say average bass guitar player at best. And you know what you look like on stage? You look like a big, fat, old, ugly man.
Okay.
Hey, Sebastian, I have to correct you, because we have two guitar players. We actually have two guitar players, and they're both.
Then why are you?
No, they're both. I'm just correcting him because he said we have one guitar player. Because I like Sebastian. I like confrontation with Sebastian. It's not a confrontation. I just like to correct him and tell him that we have two guitar players, and they both dress like
crap.
And
I don't. And I'll tell you why, Dan. It doesn't matter what you say to this guy. It's a waste of time.
I know.
And the only Sebastian, every time you call, I get emails from people going, why in the hell didn't you cut this guy off after 30 seconds? I'll tell you why. Because I want people to realize that we have to hear from, in emails or even phone calls, people like you who, and I'm very tempted to tell you exactly what I think about you, but I don't know you, okay? I don't know you. I know what I think you probably are, what I think your life is probably about, but I don't know. So let me just ask you a couple of questions, but I don't expect an honest answer, because I think you are, like a lot of people who post online, cowardly and hide behind some whatever, Sebastian or whatever. Is there anything, every time you call, you have nothing but negative things to say, calling people names, you fat, ugly bastard, blah, 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 blah. Is there anything about the show you like, and why in the world do you even listen to it?
This show's okay. I just have a lot of things to complain about.
Do you complain in your everyday life to everybody about everything the way you do with us? Are you just that guy who's always unhappy?
If I need to complain, yes, I will complain.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's not the question. No, the question is...
Back it up. There you go, Dan. Oh, my goodness. You are so stupid. You don't even know how to talk. That's how stupid Dan is. Oh, my goodness. Why don't you think of something else to say?
Sir, that was me that said that, not Dan. Not how dumb you feel.
Oh, God. Yeah. I was running off on Tim.
Sebastian, you must feel really dumb. Sebastian, when these, or John, or Frank, or Bill, whatever your name is, Brian. when we're finished with this, when we're finished here, when you hang up, do you actually feel like you've accomplished something?
Oh, yes.
What is it that you accomplished? Because nothing you said is going to change anything we do. Right. Nothing.
Okay, Frank, You know what a radio check is? You need to listen to your show on when it's recorded, and just listen the way you are. How many times you say, "Oh my goodness," and how stupid your whole idiotic show really is.
So again, I say to you, Sebastian, the way to not expose yourself to this stupidity is, please, for your sanity and for us, we need every listener that we can get, except maybe you. So why don't you just stop listening? And you won't have to hear all that. And I'm not in any way, I'm not going to listen to what I do because I don't need to. I know that I say, "Oh my goodness," a lot. I know that I say, "And let me tell you why." Let me tell you why. I know that, like every other human being, I have expressions that I overuse. I'm sure you do too. I don't intend to ever get to know you well enough to know what yours are. Yes?
Okay, finally this, I'll tell you why I listen to your show. Because you're more entertaining than that stumbling, blubbering idiot, Guy Phillips, who he's even more illiterate than Dan Strauss. And I cannot stand KMOX Radio and that pompous ass Mark Reardon. That's why I listen to your show.
I'm saving that.
Wow. Holy!
All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do, Sebastian, because if I don't do this, we're going to start losing listeners because they're going to start tuning away if we in the future allow you to continue this nonsensical rambling. So what I'm going to tell you is this, Sebastian. I've been happy, not happy, but I have been accommodating. I have taken all your calls. We've never hung up on you, but in the future, I'm afraid we're going to have to shut you down because it's not entertaining. Nobody likes it. And every email that I've ever received about you has been basically, "Don't ever let that moron on again. It is a waste of airtime." So in honor to grant the wishes of the listeners, I'm afraid in the future, Sebastian, unless you call with another name, but we'll know quickly who you are. Unless in this environment today, with what everybody's going through, unless you have something interesting or positive or uplifting to say, please don't call us.
Okay. All right, finally. Here you go, Mr. Frank Opinion. Lose some weight, you fat, bald bastard.
Okay. He's gone.
You know, I have a policy, unlike most people on the air, I don't hang up on people because I think as soon as you hang up on somebody, no matter what took place prior to that, the last thing that was heard was you being the bad guy, you being the jerk. So I don't intend to hang up on him, but I do intend in the future to politely say goodbye, we're done, and then close the conversation, not just abruptly hang up. I've been doing this a long time. And I've heard from some of the craziest people you can imagine in emails and in the old days snail mail. I don't have any idea what this guy is trying to say or accomplish. I think he likes to hear himself.
Oh my goodness.
We're going to shut that down where he's going to hear himself for a few seconds and then that's the end of it, especially now. Okay, we just, and I'm sorry. It's my fault. I just wasted valuable time. But I also think that it's in a sense, it's educational because sometimes you need to get into the heads of other people and find out who's actually out there. So goodbye, Sebastian. And now let's move on to some people who probably have something interesting, informative, or something that might help the rest of us, or at least make us laugh, smile, chuckle, or have some empathy. Something besides nonsense. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome to 590 The Fan.
Steve must have dropped off. I got Mike or Dave.
Let's go to Dave because that's first on my screen. Dave, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm okay, Frank. I am AM and the PM.
Thank you, Dave.
I was just kind of wanted to get your take on this. You have sons in the restaurant industry, is that correct?
I do.
Okay, so the last week and a half, I've had to let go of about 95% of my hourly employees at my restaurant, and we have about 150 units across the nation.
Ooh, how many restaurants are yours?
I'm in Kansas City. There are three here. I'm not the owner. I was just one of the managers.
Okay.
And okay. So I had three here. We had to let go about, I'd say 150 people overnight, and we did what's called furlough them. Instead of terminate, it's more of a temporarily suspend their employment so they could get employment benefits legally.
Okay.
And so because our sales, because of this quarantine, went from about $15,000 to $16,000 a day for each unit to about $1,500.
Right. That's in line with what my boys told me.
And we had to go to 100% carry out / DoorDash or Grubhub and whatnot to see how much further we had to go or how much we needed to make the manager's salaries.
Right.
So I got a call yesterday from my shift as one of the managers to come in a little bit early. Well, that's kind of a red flag in that business. And I came in, and now he sat me down, my boss, and said, now we're furloughing managers.
Okay.
Which I saw was a salaried manager. Here's 2 weeks severance, and we just closed down the other two locations in Kansas City as of this morning.
Wow. Now, if you don't mind, just to kind of get a profile of who you are and who's listening.
Yep.
How old are you? Yep. How old are you? How old are you?
50.
Okay. Are you married?
Single. I have a 20-year-old son. Lives with me.
He lives with you. Is he working?
Correct. He works at, yes, he's lucky. He's one of these essential employees at, Quick Trip.
Okay. Here's the question that I'm most fascinated by. I'm most fascinated by the answer to. You will be able to draw unemployment, correct?
Correct. I just applied yesterday after I was terminated.
And how much do they tell you you'll draw?
You'll get about 55% of your salary.
Okay. And you're anonymous. We don't know you. You're in Kansas City. How much did you make as a manager?
Right at $60,000 a year.
Okay, so you're going to get 35, 34, somewhere in there, 1,000.
If I'm lucky.
Yeah, exactly, if you're lucky. How much do you have saved? How much liquid money?
Frank, can I interject here? The state of Missouri is either the lowest state or it's the second lowest state in the nation in terms of how long people can receive unemployment. I believe it's only 26 weeks.
Well, hopefully, my goodness, hopefully that'll be plenty. It's 6 months. So my question again, Steve. I'm sorry. Is it Dave? Right,
Dave.
How much money? How much money do you have saved?
All in all, I'm able to make it to my August 1st lease, which I'll be moving back to St. Louis because of that. But I have approximately $12,000 in the bank.
Okay. The reason I ask that is the people that I feel sorriest for right now are people like you, but people who are even in a worse situation than you are. You're 50. You're not
Let me interrupt you. Let me interrupt you right there. The person I thought of when I was sitting at the table getting terminated was my fellow co-manager who is married with three kids, two of them with special needs. And I never forget. Whenever I close with him every night, when we got paid every Thursday night at midnight, our paychecks would clear. Well, every Thursday night, I closed the restaurant with him. He could not go anywhere until after midnight from the restaurant to get gasoline, to get formula, to get anything for his children and his wife until that paycheck cleared. And I thought, the second this guy doesn't have a paycheck, he is screwed.
So when people use the expression paycheck to paycheck, this actually is the best example of that. I mean, honestly, this guy.
It was incredible. I felt every Thursday night he had to wait at the restaurant until midnight to leave so he could hit Walmart after midnight because the check cleared and he could feed his kids.
Yeah. See, that right there, you are a very unselfish guy. Now, you're lucky in the sense that you have $12,000. I just read an article, and I'm not kidding. I don't remember the exact number, but it was stunning. It was something like, 90% of the people in this country, 21 and over, couldn't come up with $1,500 if they had to in cash.
Yep.
So you have $12,000, and I'm guessing you don't have an extravagant lifestyle. Your cost of living is reasonable. You'll make it for a while, and that buys you time to figure things out. Your coworker there, that's who I feel, that's who's going to really feel this. Those people like that, the worst. My goodness. Special needs kids. Holy cow.
I am a complete plain Jane when it comes to toys and extravagant things. I learned very long ago in my life that there are needs and there are wants for your money. And I need to pay my bills. I need to feed my son. I raised him from birth. I want to have a Mercedes and I want to have a boat, but it's all coming down to those type of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, my guess is, Dave, that you will one day, because I think you sound like somebody who takes the time to think about other people and not just yourself. And sadly, through this, a lot of people are only going to be thinking about themselves. What am I going to do? What about that? What about that? How about thinking of some other people? Good for you. I hope you get the call back soon. I don't know what that means, soon. But the good news is when we're given the green light and they go, okay, you can open your restaurants again, there's going to be this long recovery period. You got to go back now and find the people to replace the people you hired. Maybe some of those people aren't in the workplace anymore. It's just going to be a mess. But thank you for sharing that with us, because
I want to tell all of you there, very thank you for having you guys on the air and live, because it's helping people like me get through the day. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you, Dave. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
That's exactly what I want to find out about, is I want the rest of you, us all together, to hear other people's stories, because what you're going to find is that you'll go from being, oh, why me, poor me, to, maybe I don't have it so bad after all, and there are other people that have it worse. And this is where family... And look, I know that not everybody has family. I know there are people who have no spouse, they have no partner, they have no kids, they have no living parents. I get that. This is where a close family is a tremendous blessing, because they're not going to let each other starve or go without a place to live. I got business. I don't want to get too far behind, but let's get Mike in here. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Terrific. What's up?
Good. Well, first I want to say I'm AM in the PM.
Here we got a marginal. We have a marginal cell phone connection, but speak up loud and clear.
I'm not on a cell phone. This is a landline.
Well, then you need to fire those people and get another landline.
Get a cell phone.
No kidding.
Yeah. So what's up? What's up, Mike?
Well, the first thing I want to say is, oh my goodness. And I hope that pushes Sebastian over the edge.
The people like that you don't push over the edge. They're not right upstairs, so you can't touch him.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, so far this whole virus thing really hasn't affected me at all. Here's the thing is, I work from home. I restore cars. I'm in Indiana. I'm not in Illinois or Missouri. So. Okay. I work from home, so I don't go out in public. And like you, I am not a public person. Honestly, I want to go to the store, get what I want, get home, and stay here. I don't want to be around other people. And maybe
When you say it doesn't affect you, it's not affecting you now, right now. The cars you restore, you do that on your own property. You have a garage.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I do that here.
Yeah, what's going to happen is the jobs in progress are already in progress. But what's going to happen is in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, what you'll see is a dramatic falling off, if that would be the right term, in the potential customers out there, because the people are going to hold tight and clamp down on their wallets and purses and not going to be apt to spend for a while till they know they really have the all clear. So you will have fewer people wanting to And that is not something that's essential, is restoring an old car. They'll wait and they'll put it off. That's when it will probably hit you and you'll notice it, or maybe not. Maybe you already have plenty of money, and if you never restore another car, you'll be fine. I don't know. Well, I don't know. How old are you?
I'm 53.
Okay, married?
Yes.
Kids?
Yes, I have one four-year-old boy.
Yeah, oh, no kidding. Way to go.
I got married way too young. I was 45.
Yeah, that's pretty young.
That was a joke, actually. That was a joke.
No, I get that. So let me ask you a question, just out of curiosity, because we don't know you again. Where are you, in Indiana?
Indiana, yes.
How many cars are you restoring right now? How many jobs in progress?
I only do one car at a time. If it's a full restoration where they want this car just immaculately perfect, it's going to take a year.
I had a Volkswagen done. It took 9 months. I had a 73 Volkswagen Super Beetle completely restored. And, yeah, it took – and they said a year. And I pushed them, and I said, let's see if we can do it in 9 months. And they did, almost to the day, 9 months. Sure. Now, next question. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself here. You are you're married and you have a four-year-old. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. How much money do you have liquid that you can get your hands on right now if you need it?
A measly $8,000.
Okay. Well, you say measly $8,000. It's going to seem measly maybe in 2 or 3, 4 months. But if it make you feel better, you've done a lot better at that saving thing than most of America has.
Well,
because we live, this is a country, we live on tomorrow's check. We live and buy and do what we do based on the check we haven't received yet. That's just the way of life for most people in this country. Smartly, you have $8,000. I'm also going to guess you don't have a $4,000 house payment. Am I right?
No.
Okay.
We owe $100,000 on the house.
You're smart. You know. Yeah, you're in much better shape than a lot of people.
I'm very fortunate though, because I'm probably way ahead of a lot of people in one way. Is I worked in industry manufacturing for many, probably 27 years, I guess. So I have right at $250,000 in my retirement fund, which is really good for somebody my age.
When I said how much money liquid, you told me, but if you had to tap into that, you could.
That's a lot of money you have access to.
Huh?
I don't think I can tap into that.
Oh, I think you can. What is it, 401k money?
Well, it was 401k, and I switched it over to some investments probably 12 years ago.
Okay, well, I don't have any idea what kind of investments there were, but I don't know of too many investments where you can't get to your money. You may take a hit. You may lose some interest, a little bit of principal, but you can certainly get to it. And that's a lot of money. And even with penalties or interest or whatever, out of $250,000, you'd probably get your hands on $220,000 of it. And that's far more than most people could say. So good for you.
Well, my wife also works. And she works not here at home, but close by. So, you know, with her, that makes things easier, but
You're in a better situation, Mike, than most of America right now, so you should feel pretty good about that.
But I got to tell you, though, just this morning I did a quick check, and I am down to 11 rolls of toilet paper.
Oh, man.
Well, here's the good news.
Boy.
We went to my wife and I went to the supermarket last night, and for the first time, we actually saw stacked up rolls of toilet paper. So what's happened is all the hoarders have now got more than they can even store, so we are now going to start to see the shelves stocked with toilet paper. So I think you're good. You're good for toilet paper.
I don't think
that's going to be a problem.
I bribed a stocker at Schnucks. That I know, that I'm acquainted with. I bribed him to deliver toilet paper.
All
to my
you
house
guys
Saturday.
Doing are making Sebastian mad right now.
I gave him $30, Frank, for a $12 roll of toilet paper because they hadn't had any for a week. Oh my goodness!
And I'm going to ask you for a favor. Don't even refer to that guy.
That's okay,
do
I can do that.
Ignite him and make him call again. He doesn't exist. We ignore him now that we've talked to him. Mike, thank you for sharing the information with us. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck to you. Okay. I don't know. We're in a weird business. We talk to a lot of you every day, but we can't see you, and we only know about you what you let us know through emails or a phone call, and so we know very little. And I actually enjoy learning the profiles of people. Yes,
I'm sorry. I just got a text actually from one of our listeners. He goes by the name of Roman, and apparently he's making face masks for people that work in the health industry. So I just thought that he deserved a little round of applause.
Oh, good for him.
You know?
You bet.
Way to go, guy. Yeah.
Now, I don't know what the requirements are. Are medical people allowed to just use any face mask somebody comes in with and says, here, I made these for you?
Well, I'm sure
they have
to
meet certain requirements or...
I'm sure they have to sanitize them before they get to use them. But since all the stores are kind of like running out with stuff like that, I think it's pretty cool that somebody's helping him out, and he's made like, you know, a Cardinals one and things like that. So,
no, there are special face masks that they use at the hospitals.
Yeah,
are,
right, right.
Yeah. And I can't remember the name of them, but... Right. They do use.
I tell you what, I feel bad not these people have been holding. Do you guys mind? I mean, can I take the just like
yeah, go
calls.
For it.
Let's go to Dave. Is Dave still holding?
Yep, Dave's still here.
Dave, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, Frank, I'm doing great. AM and the PM here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I've got an experience that's different than the other callers you've had, but I thought you might be interested in hearing about it. I got a small family-owned real estate company. We're speculators. And we buy, we see people at their absolute worst. We buy houses at the foreclosure auction and tax sale properties and, you know, bottom feeder stuff like that. Somebody's got to do it. And what we've run across in the past week is we've got two people that, when you buy some houses, occasionally there's people living in them and you need to have them get out of the house. And rather than sue them and pay a bunch of money to a lawyer, we'll offer them money to move. You know, it only makes sense to do that.
Wow.
No, seriously.
Isn't that incredible? That buy a home and you have to pay the people to get out of the home you bought. But
well,
that's where we are.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're looking at a couple of grand in 3 months to, you know, get somebody out. And if you go up and knock on the door and say, hey, you know, this is where we are and it's not much we can do about it. And I'm not happy about it either. But, you know, we'll give you $1,000 to sign and another $1,000 when you're gone. And, you know, why wouldn't they do it?
What's the average price of the houses that you buy with your company? 100?
No. We're single family starter home people.
50?
What we pay for them?
Yeah.
You're asking me what we pay for them?
Yeah, right.
Oh, 20 to 40 probably.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. And then they're worth double or triple that after they're fixed up, but they always need work. They're, you know, a lot of them are completely destroyed. We've never been in them before, you know. So it's a roll of the dice. It's not for the timid. But,
so your business, I'm guessing, is probably good right now and going to get better.
It never really gets bad. In fact, the worse the economy gets, the better this business gets, obviously, because there's more bad news, you know.
Well, and you know what? I can't criticize that. I mean, I say good for the people who are going to benefit and thrive, who are in business that war or something like this pandemic, their business picks up good. You just happen to be lucky enough to be in the right business at the right time. And I got thinking about funeral homes. You know, funeral homes notoriously make a lot of money, but they make their money on several different services. There's the body preparation. There's the casket sales. There's the chapel. There's the funeral. They can't have funerals now. You can't have a gathering. Their chapels are empty.
They can only...
They can cremate or prepare the body and bury it with nobody there for the funeral. But
yeah,
that's an interesting.
You see those signs, you know.
Yeah,
they are doing. They're doing. I think they're doing direct burial and cremation, and then having the people do a memorial later on down the line.
That's all you can do.
What I was going to tell you is that we've got two people that we're trying to make this deal with them, pay them money. We call it cash for keys. We didn't invent it. It's an old term. And we've got two people now that have decided because of the virus that they can't sign the papers and they can't take our money because it's just too dangerous to meet with us. And they've just glommed onto this. They've kind of put the brakes on the entire process, and they're just using it as it's just a red herring. They want to see if they can stay in the house for another month or 2 months or 3 months or whatever. And so that's what's kind of a an experience most people aren't going to have. I thought you might be interested in hearing about that.
No, that doesn't surprise me. It's BS. Here's an example I'll give you. Somebody who says, well, I don't want anybody coming to my house. I'm not signing papers. Don't send anybody over. But guess what? If this goes into June, July, August, let's say July, and it's 98 degrees in St. Louis, tell me how many people are going to say, no, I don't want to let the heating and cooling guy come in my house, even though it's 115 right. degrees in here. They'll let him in a heartbeat and can't wait right. till he gets there. It's all about priorities. What's
I'll
really
tell you what
important
else is
to
odd.
You?
Of all things, I've got leukemia, so if I get this virus, I'm dead meat for the most part. It's just right. over. There's not really much saving me because I'm, you know, compromised. And I told this one gal, I said, you know, she can't sign the papers and take the money. And I said, I'm not coming up there to hold your hand. We're not going to dance. I'll hand you the papers through the door. You can sign them, and we're done. Oh, no, I can't risk it, you know.
Yeah.
So, people
right.
see
and
what they want to see, Frank.
Thanks for sharing your information. I appreciate it.
All right, Frank.
All right, Dave. I've taken a break. I have to do two pieces of business. I'll just do them back to back. I got some sad news this morning about, and I'll get into it later. A tremendous loss of income for the show, and there's more to come. And I'll keep you posted along the way. I will. And I don't ever expect for this show to just go off the air. Like one day you tune in and it's not there. The only way that can happen is if the owner just pulls the plug and it goes dark, and we don't even have a way to tell you goodbye. We will always be able to do that through our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. But until we get real close to that, we're just going to keep on keeping on. There'll be noticeable, not to you, but to me, loss of the money that comes in to pay everybody on the show. We've taken two hits so far. I expect more, and we're riding out as long as we can. I might mention to you that as of this morning, and I talked to John Londoff, they're closed. The industry, I guess, decided that, you know, even the by appointment come test drive, no. Their dealerships are closed. And even though, you know, John Londoff's a very successful guy, I'm sure he'll personally be fine. Anybody with half a heart, it kills them to have to let go people they care about because it is your second family. So for now, it's closed. Here's what I would like to ask of everybody who's AM and the PM. Two things. One, when we see the light at the end of this tunnel, whatever you can afford to do in the way of giving business to the people that keep this show on the air, the people you hear me speak for, let's hit them. Hit them with your business. Get those windows replaced. Buy that car if you can. Okay? The other thing that I would ask of our listeners is let's dial back the Amazon shopping and give as much business as we can to the store on the corner. To the local merchant. I get the convenience of it. I do it, and I use Amazon, but now more than ever when we come back, we need to go to these businesses and help them get back on their feet. So Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, and man, oh, man, we never, ever saw this coming where we'd have to say temporarily dealerships are closed. Yes, you can still go online. And I'm not actually sure. Oh, the service department is open. Service, this is important. I can't believe I almost forgot to mention this. Their service department is full steam ahead because that is considered to be an essential service. Think about it. If your car's not running right, you can't get to the drugstore for that medication that's so crucial. You can't get to for basic supplies at the grocery store. There's a lot you can't do if your car's not running right. So the service department is open. For more information, I would say go to their website. And the dealership is open by appointment. Okay. By appointment. But you can't walk in the showroom. You service is open. Dealership by, you want a vehicle? Go online. Find what you want. Pick it out. Do all your preliminary work there. And then you call and make the appointment. You take that drive and you close that deal. Okay, so they're not completely shut down, but it is like it's just different. Everything is different. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. There's no way we could ever express how grateful we are for the time they've spent with this show and are still spending to what degree they can. 24/7 go to this site because you can find the vehicle there. You can do most of the work there, then make an appointment to close it out. Landoff.com. That's easy. Landoff.com. I'm a little behind. I'll catch up when we come back. Dan Buff will have to just scoot aside for a few minutes. Thank you for being with us today, and I haven't forgotten what today is. Today is the 24th of March, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Way to go, Limey. Caught you by surprise.
Thank you,
sir. You got it. You nailed it. It is 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
We're all changing things up to stay healthy. We're here 24-7. 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. President Trump is hoping national guidance.